I'm in jail for no reason. Brought here because somebody says I hit his son, raped her daughter. Can I get a glass of water? The story starts now. Take a seat, because at the end, y'all gonna be like, wow, is it really how it went? I'm a man who can't suck up his pride, and I'd rather say a lie than to remain vulnerable to the eyes that want me dead. But now I'm lying on this bed, thinking, is it right for me to be sent to death, or my fake bro is only get a beat up from the lieutenant? I did nothing wrong. The only mistake maybe was to put my words into a song. There she comes. A woman who's white, trying to get a confession out of spite. But I won't fall. Maybe. She's a damn nice person. Ugh, this makes no sense. I feel it. She's coming through. Is it because she's a nun? Doubt it. She could be a bun and make no difference to me. But what I want to see is, can I trust her? If I tell her the truth, can she assure me God's merciness? No one can. What I did was terrible. No one will ever forgive me. I'm scared. Terrified. But she's here with me while I'm getting ready. All the guards are steady, and they wait to take my shit out the room. Soon, they say. I feel redeemed. I don't want to die as a liar. If so, I should die due to fire. None of this was never meant to be. I am one of God's children, and as so, I'm going to free my soul and fly wherever he wants me to go. Because at the end, it ain't no judge who puts me where I belong, but it's God, whom sits in the front row.